WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. The 7 o'clock news is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, Find New Roads, and Southwest Tech and Fenimore. This is where you belong.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A vote is expected shortly in the House of Representatives on the budget bill President Trump and the Republicans say will stimulate the U.S. economy and make America safer, and Democrats say will grow the deficit by providing tax cuts mostly to the wealthy and by gutting Medicaid. Recent Premier League soccer champion Liverpool Football Club suffering the loss of one of its top players, Diogo Jota, killed in a car crash in Spain along with his younger brother. Both Jota and his brother also played for Portugal's national team. Sean Diddy Combs is still behind bars this morning, the judge in his case refusing to grant bail after he was convicted, but of lesser charges in the sex trafficking case. Outside the courthouse, this supporter says,
I always felt like they had, you know, a lot of bogus charges against him. Maybe some were substantiated, others weren't. And I feel like he got rightfully his just due today.
The judge did agree to possibly move Combs' sentencing up. This is ABC News. Three people shot during a confrontation at the Oglethorpe Mall in Savannah, Georgia, in what police are calling an incident between two groups. Mayor Van Johnson was asked his thoughts on what happened.
It pisses me off. Again, another incident of gun violence. People come to a mall to be able to shop and to be able to eat and then be able to work and earn a living. This is not the type of place where we would even think that these types of things would happen. And we'll find out who's responsible and we're going to hold them accountable.
Tesla may be in for another year of sales in the slow lane. The company now says deliveries fell more than 13% in the last quarter. The Labor Department might be slowing down as summer is heating up. We're due to get new numbers on employment this morning from the Labor Department, and experts think it could show unemployment edging up to 4.3%, the highest level in 3.5 years. Economists think the report will show about 110,000 jobs added last month, but they think it'll also show some solid wage gains. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Your local Napa Auto Parts stores in Richland Center and Bosque Belle have all the gear to keep your summer rolling. Get Milwaukee half-inch socket sets for just $69.99 and freshen up with Little Trees 3-packs, 2 for $6. Need cleanup power? Sellers Blue Shop towels and crocodile cloths are only $19.99. Towing this summer? Get the Hopkins View Smart Trailer Camera for just $149.99. And for the finishing touch, grab Griot's Garage Wash and Wax. Stop into Napa in Richland Center or Bosque Belle and get the good stuff.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Forecast details for the holiday weekend will be coming up next year from WRCO Radio, and maybe even some good movies to watch this weekend with a patriotic theme. We'll talk about that. When it comes to expert service on electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos, count on Chitwood Electric in Richland Center. Bob's your go-to guy. He also sharpens cow clipper blades and sells new electric motors and barn fans to keep your operation running smoothly. Stop by 215 South Jefferson Street or call 608-647-3317. For reliable service and quality products, it's Chitwood Electric, where Bob gets the job done right.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 87 with isolated showers possible. Also tonight, spotty showers and thunderstorms and a low of 69. 4th of July, a slight chance of a shower around daybreak and a high of 92 with heat indices climbing to the upper 90s. For Saturday, 87 with showers possible on the afternoon. And then Sunday, rain ending in the morning, breaks of sun and not as warm, a high of 83. So the heat and humidity will break sometime at this point during the Independence weekend. Right now, after a low of 61 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it reads 66 degrees. It's a good day to head to the lake or the river.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. In my old Chevy, I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me, but I learned to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me, but I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
That's right. That's right. Alan Jackson on WRCO Radio. Well, if you're going to stay in where it's cool and watch a movie, the critics saying some of these are some of the best with a patriotic theme that you can watch over the 4th of July, beginning with 1776. I don't know that I've ever seen that before. I know about the popular Broadway show, but the movie, I'm not sure that I've seen that. Air Force One, All the President's Men, The American President, An American Tale. There you go. That's a cartoon you can watch with the kiddies. Apollo 13, Argo, which I wasn't aware of that movie either, 2012. But it came about, it's the storyline of the militants who stormed the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, Iran, in 1979. So Ben Affleck, yeah, maybe that's one I should go find. Armageddon, sure. Black Hawk Down, Born on the 4th of July with Tom Cruise. Captain America, the First Avenger. Coming to America with Eddie Murphy. There you go. There's a comedy that you could watch. Let me see. Forrest Gump. Yeah. Gettysburg. That's another classic. Glory and Hamilton, based, of course, on the Broadway musical. So, and Hidden Figures. Independence Day. There you go. That's what I was thinking of. The Will Smith, Bill Pullman, Jeff Goldblum, Mary McDonnell movie, which came out initially in 1996. Go get the VCR fired up. There you go. Some movie tips from WRCO.
Along with the morning burning red on the canvas in my hair, painting a picture of you and me. Driving country in a dusty old RV, just the road and its majesty. And I'm looking at you with the world in the rear view. You were pleasing me, sitting in the front seat, looking at me, telling me you love me and you're happy to be with me on the 4th of June. Like a queen in your nightgown, riding shotgun from town to town, staking a claim on the world we found. And I'm singing to you, you're singing to me. You were out of the blue to a boy like me. You were praising me, sitting in the front seat, looking at me, telling me you love me and you're happy to be with me.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around, I was all alone. So I went for a drive to clear my mind, ended up at a Shell on I-65.
Serving up delicious meals and local radio. Sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sextonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes.
comes first.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch, stop into Christie's.
Kaylee, Andrea, Jan, or Sue will be happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
Searching for affordable, reliable housing? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help you find a safe and stable place, whether you're renting, buying, or somewhere in between. They connect individuals and families with quality housing options that fit their budget and lifestyle. Because everyone deserves a place to feel at home. Call 608-647-4949 or visit us online to start your housing journey today.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our Diabetes Education and Care Team.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Good morning, Philip.
The Hankster.
How you doing, buddy?
You know, I'm not too bad.
Yeah. Did you mow your yard last night?
No. Sometime, I'm not sure. Maybe this weekend.
I'm mowing it twice a week.
Twice a week. It's growing. It is growing.
And I tell you what, I had more grass last night. And I mowed it on Saturday. It was crazy.
I thought you didn't have any yard with all your moles digging in there.
Well, I skimmed them.
Oh.
I did.
That's good for your blades.
I went to Walsh's. Okay. Uh-huh. In Muscadet. And I purchased some new stuff.
Some new stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mole be gone?
No, just like weed eaters and stuff.
Oh, okay. You
know, no, but I didn't know. I went there and I got moles. I got mole killer.
Oh.
Okay. So, and I got, and then I get my stuff from the, you know, to kill the grubs and stuff from Chet's. And we'll see what happens at this point.
Have you tried raisins?
No.
You know, I think
anything I put down there, it seems like, hey, there's a breeding pond over here.
Nah, it wouldn't. The only thing it'd do would be, it'd keep me out of your yard. So.
Well, I don't have any. If it's hilly, I'm good, buddy.
Yeah.
But anyway, so when are you going to mow again?
This weekend, probably, sometime. You know,
is it high?
No. No. See, I have sandier soil in Sextonville than you have. But my rule of thumb is I will not do it more than once a week.
Really?
No. Never.
So who's Sandy?
That's too much. Sandy?
Yeah, you said Sandy.
Sandy Soil.
I've never heard of her. Mm. Is she nice?
Went to school with her.
Do it. Anyway.
I never really did any of those things in school. I just, you know, encouraged others to do it. So it
was your favorite rock group, favorite band all time?
What is favorite band of all time?
Yeah, what is it? If you could pick a band to listen to, what band would it be?
Well, it'd have to be the Beatles.
The Beatles, okay.
Well, sure, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
But it's a tough one. The greatest band of all time is probably the Rolling Stones, because they're still together,
mm-hmm.
you know, after all these
years. I'm just asking what Phil Nee personally.
Desert Island group.
Yeah, but, probably. You know, if you could punch an 8-track in your car.
8-track, okay.
What would you have? Yeah, what would that 8-track be?
It'd probably be the Beatles, I would think. Sure. Yeah.
Mine would be Journey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good call.
Journey's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, real good.
Journey. All right. Yeah. Well, you got to go buy a Under-Dash 8-track player now and install it.
Oh, I got it in there.
Oh, you do? Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
It's hard, you know.
You can't even put, you have to special order a CD player now.
Can you still do that?
You can special order them.
I did not know
that. It will
know
cost
that.
You.
I know that the cars have not been custom installed with a CD player, you know, from
for
the
years.
Factory.
But I don't.
2017.
I don't like the Bluetooth all that.
No, I'm CD, you know.
I mean, it's just. Because if you have, I don't know what's wrong with mine, but if I have the Bluetooth on, then I go and I want to listen to Phil Nee. No, you're going to listen to Bluetooth. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
It just drives me crazy.
Right.
So.
Yeah, yeah. And I can burn you some real cool CDs.
I don't have any CDs. Do you have a CD player I can plug in? No. I wonder that. I think Bo has a CD player that actually plugs into a USB-C thing.
Yeah.
It could plug into my car.
It's a burner. I don't know. It probably plays.
You think it does?
I think it, well, I don't know. It's a CD burner.
Oh. Yeah, I usually burn CDs just in the fire, but Bo does it different.
You need to go buy a Pontiac Vibe, because I guarantee you the guy, CD player. And mine works well, except on the bumpiness of Highway 14 out here.
Yes.
It'll skip.
Does it skip?
Once in a while.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I probably should take it back to Pontiac
CD.
And oh, wait a minute. They don't have Pontiacs anymore.
Isn't that sad, though?
It's really sad. Yeah. It was a good car.
Pontiac and Buick. Buick's still around, but Pontiac was a good car.
Yeah. Yeah. The key in this one is the motor is a foreign motor.
Yeah. Yeah. And the driver.
And the motor. Yeah, that's true.
Let's see here.
And it's got a sunroof, too. It's a Cadillac of all vibes, really.
Really?
Yep.
I have some records here.
Do you really?
Yeah, and they're kind of weird because I don't have any names on them. All they are just the 100. I have pointless world records ever set.
Most pointless world records ever set.
All right, like most T-shirts folded in a wind tunnel. Fastest time to put 10 eggs in one sock.
10 eggs in one sock.
Why?
I don't know.
But anyway.
Were they hard-boiled?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Farthest distance to carry a table using only teeth.
Oh.
That was Joanne. She got that there.
Oh, boy.
Most spoons balanced on a human body.
What?
Oh, this is something that we could do, Phil. Seriously. Most underpants worn over the pants. That is something that you and I could get. We could try that.
I suppose.
I mean,
you're gonna have to find bigger pair than we, you know, because you'd have to, you know, a small pair wouldn't fit. You know, it was the 15th pair you put on, a small pair wouldn't work. You have to get bigger sizes,
bigger and bigger and
each
bigger
time. Yeah, right.
So You know, we can start with you and then finish up with me.
Yeah, right.
Most consecutive bounces of a ping pong by a cat, Phil.
Wow.
Eight. Consecutive.
I wonder if the cat knew that it was, you know, setting a record.
No, it probably just had a lot of cat
playing nip. Yeah, just, right.
Catnip and ping pong, yeah. They all go together.
I think Annie could do that.
Maybe.
Our cat, yeah. I think she could.
I thought she just sat there.
She bounces. No, she lays there.
Oh, on you?
Yes, sometimes, but she's a weird cat. She just lays in the middle of the floor on her back with her paws spread out to the earth.
That means she's comfortable at home.
Well, she is. That's how she sleeps.
Oh, most selfish taken while holding a banana, Phil.
By
holding a banana.
Really?
Most selfish, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
I could try that. I have a banana over here.
I haven't eaten that yet?
No. I'm the world's worst selfie taker. No, I'm just terrible.
So you got a world record then?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know, ones that I really want, it's like, what? Wait a minute. Oh, that's my ear. Okay.
Maybe we should get one of those selfie sticks.
I've tried those. I'm still bad at it.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you're just bad at photos.
Yeah, I'm really bad. Not really photogenic.
You're not very photogenic.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No.
I like it. I see myself in a cartoon character.
Yeah, that's better.
It is, because, you know, I can see myself with a froghorn leghorn.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Froghorn. No, it's foghorn.
Whatever. I tell you, boy, I tell you.
Yeah, you would make a good foghorn leghorn.
Yeah.
You should dress up as him for Halloween.
I got most of it.
I say, boy. That boy ain't right.
Fastest time to alphabetize a box of cereal.
Wow.
Like the alphabet.
Oh, they alphabets? Do they still make alphabets?
I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't seen them for a while.
Longest meow by a human.
Longest what?
Meow.
Meow?
Meow.
How long?
It doesn't say. These are just pointless records.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
So I run across these, and I thought they would be interesting. Uh-huh. There's something, and people go, why?
People go,
why, Henry, are you saying these?
Yeah, right.
Because I care.
Right.
Longest time holding a sneeze, Phil.
Ooh.
Yeah, not recommended.
Now, that's not good for you.
Nope, it's not. You implode.
Yep, you'll blow something up.
Or blow out somewhere else.
Yeah, right.
So, anyway. Oh, here we go. Most people twerking simultaneously. New record. All right, 2,336.
People?
Yes.
Twerking at the same time.
Yeah. Mm. I could barely say the word, let alone do it. Most snails on a face, Phil.
Most snails on a face.
43.
Wow.
Man, for at least 10 seconds.
Mm.
We could try that.
Probably.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, the snails are slow to move off, you know, so you can...
Most fails while try killing moles. Look, I got that.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah, I got it.
What is it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's whatever Henry's record is.
Okay.
About 3 years right now.
Right. You know, they're down there just laughing at you.
I know they are. They're just like, hey, what are we going to do today, guys? Idiots. All right, here we go. All right, let's see here. Oh, I just had it. Dadgummit. Longest mustache. Here we go. Mm-hmm. I'm right there.
You're getting there.
14 feet.
14 feet?
Yes.
Wow.
And again.
That would be dragging on the floor.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Longest time to hold a scream.
Mm.
1 minute, 8 seconds.
Hold a scream.
Like,
no. Oh, like, okay, I see.
1 minute, 8 seconds.
Yeah. When you were saying holding it, I was thinking about you're stifling a scream, like, you know, something scares you and you don't let it out.
No, they let it out too long.
Weird.
Huh? Yeah.
Speaking of which, though, you know, we're coming on the 4th of July, and the Nathan's Famous International Hot Dog Eating Contest is going on tomorrow in Coney Island, Brooklyn, New York. And here's the big news. After a one-year hiatus, 16-time champion Joey Chestnut returns.
Oh, he does. Wow.
Yeah. He couldn't do it last year because I think he had signed to another contract or something.
I thought he got disqualified for something.
I think that's what it was. He was not eligible because he had signed another deal with somebody.
How big is the guy?
He's not very big. No, he's pretty small. Don't have a picture of him here, but a lot of those guys, you'd think they'd be big, hulking, you know, football lineman type, but they're not. They're not. No. They're you know, skinny and scrawny, but they can eat. I don't know. That kind of stuff like, because it's on ESPN, it really grosses me out. I can't watch it.
And it's just hot dogs. It's not the bun, is it?
No, I think they have to eat the bun, too. Let me see here. Pretty sure they do, because they dip it in water. They dip the whole hot dog and bun in water to make it go down the palate easier.
And I'm out right there.
And that's grossing me out right there.
I'm done right there.
I couldn't eat one of them that way.
I have a hard time if it's soggy anyway.
Oh, boy.
Oh, let's just dip it in here.
Let's dip
one more, buddy.
All right.
One more. I know that it's a tough time for you and I here, but longest line of tacos.
Oh.
Zero here.
Right.
But 3,760 tacos in a line.
A lot of tacos. Wow. Yeah, exactly.
So.
Right. Well, hopefully you get over the grief that you're suffering this summer.
It's tough. I'm starting to dig a hole in your office under for that.
Oh, to get it underground?
Yeah.
To the new Taco Bell?
So if you hear jackhammering in there, don't worry about that.
Okay, I won't.
Hey, buddy, have a great day. Everybody out there, be kind.
That's Hank Brave.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badgerland Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badgerland Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy, bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319 or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
This day in history, some iconic moments. General George Washington took command of the Continental Army at Cambridge, Massachusetts in 1775. Singer Jim Morrison of The Doors died in Paris at age 27, 1971. And in 1986, President Reagan presided over a ceremony in New York Harbor that saw the relighting of the renovated Statue of Liberty. Some iconic moments from July 3rd. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries. We'll talk about some local icons with birthdays coming up courtesy of the Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench, but when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants, just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday, Leo, number 8. Love and hugs. Robin Frazier, best wishes from St. Mary's School. To June Christina Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Also to June Durst from Uncle Dave and Aunt Anita. To others in the area, such as Kevin Endres from Heidi. Happy birthday, Carmel Simpson from Sister Sherry. And to Alan Weber from Dad and Nan. Dan wishing the best to his baby boy today. Have a great day to Alan Weber. Also to grandson Jordan Andrada from Grandma and Grandpa Olson. To Jordan Andrada, have a great day today from Grandma and Grandpa Andrada. Happy birthday to good friend Leanna Crary from Janet. Happy wishes to Kathy Maley from your friend, Old James. Greetings today to Jean Burkett. Best wishes from all your friends from the staff and residents of Schmidtwillen Hills. And also to Jean from the many that she tried to direct over the years, including myself. She had more energy than I did 40 years ago, and she still does. Have a great day today, Jean. Wishes from the Bloom City Town Crier and to Jenna Sobranek as well. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Ruby Brunson, Jarrett McDonald, Venus Hilleman, Brad Lewis, Jean Burkett, and happy anniversary, Jim and Patty Pulvermacher, and Eric and Crystal Dutton. Happy anniversary, Jim and Patty Pulvermacher, from Bob and Heidi Shear. And have a great day, Jim and Patty. May God bless you on your 67th anniversary. From Ed, Colleen, Mike, Meg, and Amanda.
Was your name just on the birthday or anniversary list? Maybe you added someone on today's list. Maybe you'll be adding someone tomorrow. Regardless, if it's your loved one's birthday, anniversary, or just because, J.J. Walsh Jewelers is the place to get something to show you care. We are known for our personalization of jewelry and other items, custom mother's rings, a mother's pendant, an engraved dog tag, a custom engagement ring, modifying your wedding ring to add something special. Our specialty is making things just for you. Jewelry is meant to be special, and when you can give something that is made just for your loved one, it means a million times more. Why give the ordinary when you can give something special? J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Are you ready to say goodbye to joint pain and hello to relief? Surgeon Edward Riley and his team bring orthopedic excellence close to home at Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball. No need to travel for Gunderson's renowned care. We're bringing our team of trusted orthopedic specialists to you. Say hello to relief. Talk to your provider about orthopedic care at Amplify Health Basketball and get moving again.
Joanna has the news coming up a little bit later on the morning show today. We'll talk about the book, The Anxious Child. Going to be some good conversation with Dr. Andrew White. Andrew Wright, he'll be on the morning show with us, and also co-principals Ryan Lemke and Liz Perkins from Richland Center High School. That's up in the 9 o'clock hour this morning here on the radio. We appreciate you joining us and supporting local radio all the way. Here we go toward news time with Joanne Krulatz. This is BJ Thomas.
I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle with a trace of misty morning and the promise of tomorrow in her eyes. And I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me and my heart beats with the rhythm of her sigh. This time the girl is gonna say, this time the girl is gonna say, for more than just a day. So small and helpless that my fingers fold around it like a glove. And I just can't help believing when she's whispering her magic and the tears are shining, honey, sweet love. This time the girl is gonna stay.
BJ Thomas on WRCO, just can't help believing. Coming up next, our news update and also sports next hour, plus our trivia question of the day. Have a great Thursday.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 69 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Sunny to partly cloudy and very warm today. Isolated thunderstorms are possible this afternoon with a high of 87. Tonight, spotty showers and storms possible, otherwise warm and sticky, a low of 69. Currently in Richland Center, we have west-northwest winds at 2 miles per hour, and after a low of 61, it's 69 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Cool down and power up with the July red-hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Get the perfect air, high-velocity fan to beat the summer heat, and the 50-foot pocket hose Silver Bullet 2.0 for your garden. Plus, save on grills. Get free assembly and delivery with purchase over $3.99 and stack up on name brand tools and insect control. From indoors to outdoors, Walsh's Ace has it all. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed a new two-year budget to secure federal Medicaid funding. The budget passed both legislative chambers in an unprecedented single day on Wednesday to early Thursday morning, driven by urgency to access $1.5 billion in federal funds for rural hospitals. The $111 billion plan includes income tax cuts, increased special education funding, and subsidies for child care. It also raises hospital assessment rates to the federal maximum. While hailed as a bipartisan compromise, Democrats criticized the budget, saying it does not sufficiently fund schools, child care, or a Medicaid expansion. Evers called the deal the best achievable under current circumstances. Attorney General Josh Call says the Wisconsin Supreme Court's ruling on the state's abortion law leaves room for action by the state legislature. The court ruled Wednesday on a suit originally brought by Call and Governor Tony Evers regarding Wisconsin's 1849 law, which criminalized most abortions. Justices ruled that the 1849 law has been superseded by several other state laws and by a previous ruling from the court that the law only applied to assault, which resulted in death of an unborn child, not elective abortions. The ruling makes way for a return to the state's previous status, allowing regulated abortions. Conservative Justice Annette Ziegler wrote in the dissent that the court's four liberal justices are compromised on the issue of abortion, calling their analysis flawed. In the majority opinion, Justice Annette Ziegler, Jill Karofsky, said state lawmakers are free to pass legislation modifying the court's ruling. Speaking at a Wednesday press conference, Call said, quote, "We can do better through state legislation and establishing protections for continuing access to safe and legal abortion and ensuring that our laws are updated." Governor Tony Evers has signed two bipartisan bills to boost nuclear power in Wisconsin. One bill signed Wednesday allocates $2 million for a study to identify the best site for a nuclear fusion power plant. The other establishes a board to advance nuclear and fusion technology and plans a summit in 2028. Evers said that nuclear power could help combat climate change and reduce carbon emissions. The bills focus on nuclear fusion rather than fission, the nuclear reaction that powers current nuclear reactors and produces radioactive waste. The City of Viroqua, in partnership with the Viroqua Chamber, has opened the second application window for the Tourism Event Grant. This grant is designed to support local nonprofits and volunteer-led groups in hosting events that bring people to Viroqua and encourage them to stay overnight. The goal is to help make it easier to market events that draw visitors from beyond the region, especially during the quieter months of fall and winter. Whether you're planning something brand new or building on a favorite tradition, this grant can support your work. Applications are open now through August 31st, with $3,000 total in available funding for events taking place between October 2025 and March 2026. To be eligible, events must be organized by a nonprofit or volunteer-run group, take place in or around Viroqua, attract paid overnight visitors, and use the grant for marketing aimed at an audience outside a 50-mile radius. Funding can be used only for things like social media ads, regional publications, PR, or building an event website. To apply, go online to viroquachamber.com/events/grant-applications. Applications are due by 5 p.m. on August 31st. Awards will be announced in September, with funding distributed in October. For questions related to grant applications, contact the Viroqua Chamber at infodesk@viroquachamber.com or call 608-637-2577. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds the public to boat responsibly during the 4th of July weekend by staying sober and always wearing a life jacket. Operator inexperience, inattention, recklessness, and speeding are the four leading causes of watercraft crashes, with the leading cause of death being drowning. Drowning can happen to experienced swimmers. Most people who drown in boating-related incidents know how to swim, but become incapacitated in the water, such as being injured, unconscious, exhausted, or weighed down by clothing. So far in 2025, there have been 5 boating fatalities in Wisconsin, and 2 victims were confirmed not wearing life jackets. In 2024, there were 14 boating fatalities, 10 of which involved a victim not wearing a life jacket. New life jackets are much more comfortable, lightweight, and stylish than the bulky orange style most boaters know. Innovative options such as inflatable life jackets allow mobility and flexibility for activities like boating, fishing, or paddling, and are much cooler in warmer weather. Follow these safety tips and enjoy Wisconsin's lakes and rivers with family and friends. Sign up now to take an online boater education course. Always wear a properly fitted and fastened life jacket when on or near the water. A life jacket will keep you on top of the water if you walk off an unexpected drop-off, a wave or current overpower you may, or if you fall out of a boat. Enjoy the water sober and know the limits. Alcohol blurs a person's judgment, reaction time, and abilities. Keep an eye on the weather and tell someone where you are going. And be ready for the unexpected and always wear your life jacket. Learn more about water sports safety on the DNR's Boat Safety webpage. Sharing the road with commercial motor vehicles requires special consideration. Large trucks and buses have larger blind spots, limited maneuverability, and require more time to stop, making driver awareness and patience critical for a safe transportation system. The Wisconsin State Patrol's July Law of the Month reminds CMV operators and all other drivers that safety is a shared responsibility on our highways. Simple actions can help drivers stay safe near large trucks and buses. Avoid lingering in blind spots. Large trucks and buses have large blind spots around all 4 sides. Remember, if you cannot see a truck driver in their side mirror, they cannot see you. Use caution when passing. State law prohibits drivers from returning to a traffic lane until safely clear of the overtaken vehicle. Give plenty of space. State law prohibits drivers from following another vehicle more closely than is reasonable. Following too closely decreases a driver's reaction time. Motorists should be aware that a fully loaded truck can weigh up to 80,000 pounds and requires almost 2 football fields to stop when traveling at highway speeds. Use and watch for turn signals. CMVs require extra room to turn. Large trucks turning right may need to move left to create enough turning space. Drivers should stay back and avoid passing on the right to prevent being squeezed. Large vehicles also require extra space in roundabouts. All motorists approaching a roundabout must yield to traffic already within a roundabout. When approaching a roundabout alongside or closely adjacent to a vehicle 40 feet or longer, including buses and CMVs, state law requires drivers of smaller vehicles to yield or slow down, allowing larger vehicles first entrance and space through the roundabout. Madison police arrested a woman who allegedly attacked a person using an electric weapon. 18-year-old Jayla Stubbs is accused of pulling out that weapon early Sunday morning during a confrontation with the victim. Police got a report of the fight just before 2 a.m., and when officers arrived, the male victim said Stubbs pulled the weapon and sparked it several times before attacking him. Stubbs pleaded not guilty Tuesday to charges of possession of an electric weapon, battery, and disorderly conduct. The bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa in southwestern Wisconsin will stay open through the summer. The Iowa Department of Transportation said the existing bridge, which was built in 1931, will stay open for now, but future closures are planned once the summer ends. The Blackhawk Bridge, which spans the Mississippi River from Lansing, Iowa, to near DeSoto, Wisconsin, was closed from May 17th to June 9th this year, and for nearly 2 months last year for emergency repairs. A replacement bridge is being built and is set to open in 2027. The Lone Rock 4th of July celebration will be held tonight and tomorrow at Fireman's Park. This evening at 5, the concession stands open and Doc's DJ will be playing music until around 10:30. There will also be an old-timers baseball game starting at 8. Tomorrow morning, there will be a marketplace featuring local vendors from 7 until 4. Angela Larson is the chairperson of the Lone Rock celebration.
Currently, we have Gina's Creations, we'll have Party Light, Candles and Accessory, King's Honey, North Earth Crystal and Gifts, Forever Wood Turning, Emma's Veggies and Baked Goods, and then Kelly Quinn has some paparazzi and some other Color Street, Red Aspen Nail, Tupperware type of things, and then Inspired Nutrition, and I believe there will probably be a couple more.
The 5K Water Walk Run will be held at 8. After the walk run, the parade will step off at 11. Following the parade, barbecued chicken will be served in 2 locations.
Down at the fire department, the EMS is cooking the chicken this year. And then we also have the First Lutheran Church making their chicken, and that will be down at Fireman's Park. That's always good. Churches take turns each year who's doing it, so they get the benefit from that. And the EMS always does a fantastic job, and the fire department, they always help out and want to do that.
At 1, a sand wrestling tournament hosted by Top Dogs Wrestling will be held at the Fireman's Park Volleyball Court. Doc's DJ will start playing music at 5, and fireworks will be shot off starting at dusk. There also will be Tenango, a petting zoo, a raffle drawing, bouncy houses, and more at the Lone Rock 4th of July celebration tonight and tomorrow at Fireman's Park. The Boscobel Firemen's 2025 July 4th celebration tonight and tomorrow at Cronsage Park in Boscobel will be held. Tonight, Greg Webster, Shalani, and Joe will be performing from 5 until 8, and the Corey Farley Band will be on stage from 8:30 until 11. More information can be found on the Boscobel Firemen's July 4th celebration Facebook page.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Today is Thursday, July 3rd. Margaret A. Liska, 89, of rural Waniwak, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Greenwood Lutheran Cemetery, rural Hillsboro. Margaret A. Liska, 89, of rural Waniwak.
It's time to celebrate our independence with new appliances and a television from Town & Country TV & Appliance. Shop this week for markdowns, closeouts, and rebates. Visit us anytime online at townandcountryrc.com. It's time to celebrate our independence with new appliances and a television from Town & Country TV & Appliance. Shop this week for markdowns, closeouts, and rebates. Visit us anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO-FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Speaker Hakeem Jeffries has been talking for hours against the budget bill President Trump has said he wants passed by the 4th of July.
This one big, ugly bill will hurt the quality of life of hardworking American taxpayers, and it's all designed to put a happy smile on the face of billionaires. That is inconsistent with the Declaration of Independence and what we should be celebrating on July 4th.
Republicans say the bill will return economic prosperity to America and cut waste and fraud. A vote is expected this morning. 18 people shot, 4 killed in a drive-by shooting in Chicago. It happened outside a nightclub. Police say a car pulled up. Those inside opened fire. Then the car sped away. The government releases new jobs numbers today.